With regard to Shabbos, there's two mitzvahs with regard to Shabbos. One is the los asay of malacha, which is like any other los asay, which essentially means that if a person didn't violate a los asay, so there's nothing positive in terms of a positive fulfillment. It's just that he avoided a negative. But on Shabbos, there's another mitzvah, Yom HaShvi'i Tishpos, that a person should rest. And the Rambam says that's a mitzvah asay, which comes about through not doing malacha. But what you see from this is that as a result of not doing malacha, you're creating a positive phenomenon of tishpos. That's why the idea of tishpos is more than just merely not doing work. It's a positive idea, which means that to a certain extent, the person has to be conscious that the person is partaking of the Yom of Shabbos, that the reason why he's refraining is because of a recognition of the Kedusha of the day. And he's involved in that Kedusha. He relates to that Kedusha. For example, if a person person's in a coma, Jew's in a coma, or whatever, he's unconscious, and he goes through many Shabbosos, so he doesn't violate the Shabbos, he can't pin Chel Shabbos on him, he's not doing anything. But does he have the positive command of Tishbos? It would seem not, because there was no Shvisa. Shvisa has to do with the activity of the Gavra. That the person, that's why the Pasuk says, Sheish Hashem Tasa Malachtecha, Uvayom HaShvi Tishbos. That it's in contradistinction, that 6 days you're involved in Malacha, and then by refraining from Malacha, that's the mitzvah of Tishbos. I mean, it's an important thing. Like if a person basically comes home, uses the Shabbos, he doesn't do Malacha because he's Orthodox. But he's not really into anything, and he just like pretty much sleeps through the whole thing. Just gets up to eat, goes back to sleep. So did he have the mitzvah of Tishbos? Where's the mitzvah of Tishbos? He didn't partake. Tishbos is not something which comes about automatically. That has to do with the behavior of the Gavra. So, as far as that's concerned, Tishbos entails more than just refraining from, technically speaking, what would be Malacha, the Isser Malacha, but there's much more to it. That you're not supposed to, well, this is Midrabanan, but it's connected to the idea that you're not supposed to even talk. Medaber Dovet, to talk about, there's all kinds of restrictions, archakos, in terms of being osek in malacha. You're not allowed to talk, make plans, practical plans about what you're going to do for business during the week. Have a business conference, even though it doesn't involve any malacha. Two Jews who happen to be partners or involved in some type of firm. So after the davening, Kiddush, where they're having Kiddush. So then they could discuss a certain stock and give the analysis and make a decision how much we'll invest. This whole thing can take 15 minutes, and ostensibly it's just talk. And it can even make them happy to the extent that they believe they're going to make a lot of money. But that's prohibited. That's prohibited. Midrabanan. And it's brought down that when Shabbos comes, a person should take his mind off of his business concerns. That's part of the Kedushas Hayom, that he should take his mind. It's not just dominant advice. It is that. I mean, that you shouldn't be upset on Shabbos. That's why it's another thing is important. You're not allowed to do things on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, that would cause people to be upset on Shabbos. To start an argument or a fight or a disagreement or give bad news. You're not really allowed to give bad news. If you know that someone's very sick, or someone died, to tell that to a person on Friday, when it's of no practical, assuming there's no practical necessity to know, because there's nothing you can do about it anyways. You know how to do that on Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos. That is, let's say you hear on Shabbos that somebody died. So you're not allowed to announce it and tell people until Shabbos is over. So I would say that's the same idea of in terms of the tefillah, that a person should view it as though all of his malach is complete. That's it. It's an element of amuna. It's a trust. He has a certain trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's living according to the plan that God gave us. Sheish Hashem Tasa Malachtecha. The person is doing his utmost. He's following the plan that God designed for human existence. And now God says stop working and direct yourself towards the real purpose, the ultimate purpose, and have amuna. So a person should take his mind completely off of his weekday aggravations. So then to be involved in Sheilas Trachav is part of the Chol. What is that part of your malacha? person does what he can do, and then he's mispalel. He prays to God for his weekday needs. So it's really contrary to the whole idea of Shabbos. Now, as far as Tosis is concerned, so it seems what Tosis is saying over here is that the words Re'enu, Zunenu, Parnasenu, in and of themselves, is a bakasha. What else are you going to say? You're asking God to sustain us, to give us Parnasa, and so forth. Nevertheless, the Yerushalmi says it's okay. Because you have to ask the question, is it simply the Maisa of Bakasha, which is prohibited in and of itself? Or no, it's the framework. The character, you can't engage in an activity. The very character of the activity is essentially for Sheilas Trachov. That's the problem. So the tefillah during the week, the essence of the tefillah is, the whole character is Sheilas Trachov. So you can't do that on Shabbos, because you're engaging in an activity whose very character is Sheilas Trachov. But here, it's not because of Sheilas Trachov, it's simply because of the brachas, Birkas HaMazon. The kiyum over here is Birkas HaMazon. It just so happens that if a certain part of the bracha, Birkas HaMazon, Tofes Bracha, has words of Bakasha, it's not the words of Bakasha that create the problem. It's the fact that the activity itself is regarded as an activity of Sheilas Trachov. That's not the case, it's Birkas HaMazon. Whereas the tefillah during the week, the essence of tefillah is Sheilas Trachov. That's the whole essence of the tefillah. Here, the essence is Birkas HaMazon. So if it should happen that in terms of the structure of the bracha, that these words have been placed there, it doesn't matter, because the kiyum is not a kiyum of Sheilas Trachov. The kiyum is a kiyum of Birkas HaMazon. Again, what Tosis seems to be saying is that it's not for the sake of Sheilas Trachov or for Bakashos. It's rather subsumed under the heading of Birkas HaMazon. So then it's not a problem. It's only where that's the Sheilas Trachov is the end in itself. That's the whole purpose. Here, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to engage in Birkas HaMazon. And Birkas HaMazon has certain components which are Midiraisa from the Psukim. So one of the components is Binyan Yerushalayim. So that's not because he wants Trachov, that's because of necessity he has to do Birkas HaMazon. That's the kiyum. Put it a different way, according to Tosfos, it's not that you can't make these bakashos. It's rather that if you're making these bakashos, it's a reflection of the state of the gavra that he's involved in his needs. So that would be applicable to Shmon Esrei, because why are you saying Shmon Esrei? Because you're concerned about your needs. So on Shabbos, don't be concerned. But here you're not making these requests because you're concerned about your needs. Here you're saying it because you have a chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon, and it's part of the brachas of Birkas HaMazon. So then it's fine. The whole issue has been removed. Another way of putting it is that if it's Tofes brachas, it's not really petition. The whole essence of the Yudches brachas is petition. That's what you're supposed to do, to petition God. But here, if it's Tofes brachas, it's not because you're not petitioning. It doesn't partake of the character of petition. It's part of the bracha. It's the language of the bracha. So Tosis says that it's not the utterance of a request. It's the gavra as being someone who's defined as a petitioner. But here it's not a petitioner. It's Tofes brachos. The essence of Birkas HaMazon is Shavach. That's the essence. I mean, it includes Hodah, Shavach Hodah. But that's the essence. That is to say that a person eats, he partakes of the sustenance of God, so he has to give praise. It's praise. So, as was stated before, it becomes elaborate. You know, it's different. There's Hazan, Hodoya La'aretz, and then there's the Tefillah for the Migdash. But it's all part of one Akiyah. It's all part of one mitzvah of Shevach Lashem. That's the essence. I'm just wondering out loud over here, is that neither Tosis nor the Rif, the Rif doesn't accept this, obviously, but neither one makes what Lechora would seem to me a simple distinction, in that this is a different kind of Tzorach. That is to say, the request for the Binyan Yerushalayim, which is not, you're not talking about a person's physical needs, But it's essentially, it's really for the Kiddush Hashem, the Mikdash, and the system should be restored and exist in its entirety. It's interesting that that would seem to be different than one's mundane requirements. But, well, you see that that's part of Shmoneh Esrei during the week. After all said and done, and it's a very high level, when that type of a thing is considered to be tzrachav. It's one of our tzrachav. Okay, fine. So it's tzorach. That too is... Tosis is not saying that. In other words, I just want to point out, that Tosis is not saying that this type of tzorach is okay, because this is associated with Kiddush Hashem and all of the spiritual ideals that pertain to Shabbos. Tosis is not saying that. It would seem that he's addressing it, he's treating it as though it's a tzorach. It would qualify as a tzorach. But that's not the isser of She'elas Tzorachim on Shabbos. It's only where the entire character of the activity, let's put it another way, is that the gavra assumes the status of a petitioner. So that's in She'elas Tzorachim Shmoneh Esrei. But Tofes Brachos, because of Mazon, he's not assuming the status of a petitioner.